Welcome to Soundings Mindful Media Podcast. I'm Dudley Evanson, and for more than four decades, my husband Dean Evanson and I have created music and media that supports healing people and the planet. In our Soundings podcasts, we share interviews with wisdom keepers we have met in the course of our life journey. To learn more about our activities and releases, please visit our website and blog at soundings.com.
One thing that's really been perplexing me lately is all the conflict in our world. Okay, so we see it in extreme forms. We see it in wars. Obviously, we don't appreciate that. But we also have interpersonal conflicts. And we, as human beings, have conflicts with nature. You know, you're talking about, well, how man tends to overrule nature instead of try to work with nature. My latest realization is that we're being played. We're being played by the media, by the governmental politics, and by corporations, you know, obviously, who wants us to buy more things. So we have these three huge forces in our society, and their goal is to keep us separated. Their goal is for us to be enemies. Their goal is for us to have conflicts with each other. And it tends to be, you know, on a political level, it tends to fall 52-48 or 50-51, you know. We're really close, naturally. We break down in several ways. But that's just one aspect. It's trying to recognize that until we understand that our division, our conflicts, our sense of them and us is weakening us as human beings individually and as a group. So my latest thing is just focusing on letting go of any kind of judgment of other people, any sense of them and us. Oh, those people over there, they voted for that guy. Well, I'm not going to have any. I mean, we're fortunate in our family, we're pretty similar, but there's a lot of families that have had absolute divisions because of politics. And it's whether you want your vaccination or you don't want a vaccination, whether you believe in this type of government or that type of government, red or blue or purple, we're really being played by the media to have conflicts. And that is their goal. We have a dear friend who was on Oprah Winfrey once, this was years ago, and he was going to be in a group talk with several other people that similar interests. And he said, well, I'd love to get together with them ahead of time and kind of get on the same page. And they immediately, the producers, no, we do not want you to be on the same page. We want you to be in conflict with each other. We want you to be fighting each other, because that's what sells media. That's what sells newspapers. That's what sells political campaigns. So we somehow need to recognize that we are all part of the same human family. We are born with different color of skin, perhaps, different color hair. We have different sizes and shapes and forms and interests. We're absolutely fantastically unique in every single way. And yet, we are encouraged to not get along for some reason. And so that's the thing that I just want to really call out to my brothers and sisters all over the world, that until we recognize that we're being played, it's really intentional that we have conflict with each other, that we have a sense of divisiveness. This is important for powers that be, and I'm not quite sure why, but until we want to reclaim our own power, we need to kind of take a few deep breaths and try to find a common ground, because the earth is a common ground. The earth is our common planet. It's our common home. Mm-hmm. So how can we find commonality and actually solve problems? And so one of the things I suggest is we get together and we look at what our true issues are. What are the concerns that we have? What are the true issues? Not the ones that are fabricated for us to be conflicted about. You know, oh, abortion. Well, this side or that side. Oh, this, that side or this side. You know, that's vaccination. We're all very intentionally, let's separate us, because that's what they want. But we, the people, need to decide that that's not okay, because you are my brother, you're my sister, well, you're my husband, that's mm-hmm. that. But, you know, that to somehow be able to find a way to not necessarily agree, and I would like to learn from this person over there, or that, you know, remember when we were, Dean and I lived in New York City, and it was during the time of the, there was anti-war protests, anti-Vietnam War protests, and there were downtown in Manhattan, there were these conflicts between the hard hats who were building what we later discovered were they were building the World Trade Towers. And then the peace people, and they're all conflicted. And we thought, well, maybe we could use our video. Remember, we had this idea of using the video to video each side, talking real quietly, confidently, securely about their own side. Why do they care about their issue? What does it mean to them? And then the other side. And then we show it. So they're not yelling at each other. They're not fighting with each other. But that's not the goal of the media or the government or the corporations. They want us to be divisive. So it's just until we recognize that. And it's not saying not to have a political choice and you can do your own vote, you know, voting. I'm not saying not to do that. But the point is, be aware, be very, very aware of how we're being used and played. And that until we recognize that we are a beautiful family and in all our magic and special diversity. Mm-hmm. So anyway, my little soapbox. What do you think about?
Yeah, I agree.
Mm. That's encouraging.
Thank you for listening to our Soundings Mindful Media podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this program. To learn more about our music, guided meditations, books, and videos, please visit our website and blog at soundings.com. Peace through music. Blessings.